Have you ever felt like nothing in your life was going right or ever would go right? Hi, I'm Natty, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you're going through a tough time, it's comforting to turn to verses like Psalm 34:18, where God promises to stay close to you and save you from heartache, or Philippians 4:7, where God promises to give you His peace. So why is it that God lets you go through pain and suffering, especially when it's not your own fault? And why doesn't He take you out of these times when you pray and ask Him? He could have a lot of reasons, and we'll talk about one of them in today's devotion, Grace of God by Elizabeth Cooper. When I was in high school, I struggled with depression and anxiety. A boy broke my heart. None of my friends understood me. I struggled with family issues at home, and it felt like nothing in my life went right or would ever go right. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I'd read Bible verses like these, and I just didn't get it. If I'd been asking God to heal and help me, then why wasn't He healing me? Why was I still hurting? If God gives us peace in the storm, then why was I feeling so far from peace? One day, I came across 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10. Paul had been asking God to remove what he called a thorn in his flesh, similar to how I had been repeatedly asking God to remove the pain and hurt from my life. It felt like God was speaking directly to me when He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness." Eventually, God did bring me out of my season of depression and anxiety. He brought better friends into my life, and He brought healing to my heart and mind. I think during that long season of my life, God was teaching me to rely on Him. He was teaching me that He, and only He, was sufficient for my life. God's grace and presence are all we need. He was strengthening my faith even when I couldn't see it and teaching me to trust Him when nothing made sense. The truth is, God loves us more than we could ever know, and we can trust that even in the hurting, He is with us. So, what questions do you have? Have you ever felt like nothing in your life was going right or ever would go right? Do you feel like that today? You're not alone. Jesus is with us in our pain, grieving our hurts alongside us. We can be totally honest with Him about anything we're going through. Believing God is with us and entrusting ourselves to that promise doesn't automatically make every situation in our lives better, but it does give us hope in the midst of the hurting. Hope that we are held securely in God's love, and hope that one day Jesus will return and then terrible things like depression, anxiety, and broken relationships will be no more. As we wait for that glorious day, God gives us His Word, His Spirit, and the community of His people here on earth to help with our struggles and pain. Do you have a trusted Christian in your life who you could talk to about what you're experiencing? Throughout our lives, we'll read verses in the Bible that we don't understand or that don't seem to be true in our own lives. Every word in the original manuscripts of the Bible is completely true. However, that doesn't mean we'll always understand everything we read right away. In fact, there are some things in the Bible we may never fully understand. Yet, God wants to help us grow in our understanding of His Word. Are there any Bible verses that you've found unsettling or frustrating, or that just don't seem true? Who is a trusted Christian in your life who could help you dig deeper so you can understand it better, using tools like study Bibles, commentaries, or scholarly articles, videos, or podcasts? Whenever we read the Bible, it's important to keep in mind that the whole Bible points us to Jesus. So if you want to learn more about Jesus, head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. If you're not sure who to talk to, you can schedule a free conversation with a Christian counselor through the Focus on the Family Counseling Service. Find out how when you go to unlock.org/counseling. We can read what the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12, 8-9. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Take a closer look at what the Bible says in Isaiah 55, verses 8-9, and more from 2 Corinthians in chapter 12, verses 7-10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more encouragement? I encourage you to head over to Instagram and follow us at Unlocked Devo. Also, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for a Devo about an open door policy with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.